Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Picked out a horse, oh my, what a sight. The name of the horse was a Ding Dong. While I was riding, I was singing a song. I said, giddy up, giddy up, Ding Dong, giddy up.
You've been saying essentially that we should not look at these issues like the Palestinian-Israeli track and separation from the broader region. You've been talking about a kind of holistic approach to the region. That are we expecting a different paradigm in the sense that in the past, one of the critique, at least from the Arab side and the Muslim side, is that everything the Americans always tested with the Israelis, if it works. Now there is an Arab peace plan, there's a regional aspect to it, and you've indicated that. Will there be a kind of shift, a paradigmic shift?
Well, here's what I think is important. You look at the proposal that was put forward by King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia.
Right.
I might not agree with every aspect of the proposal, but it took great courage.
Absolutely.
To put forward something that is as significant as that.
He's no longer talking about the war on terror in generalities, because terror is a tactic. He's talking specifically about a specific, well-defined enemy called Al-Qaeda. And he's not going to use terms such as Islamofascism that alienated many Arabs and many Muslims. He's going to focus on the real target, which is Al-Qaeda. And it's easier to define that target and wage war against it without alienating the rest of the Arab world.
Well, I raised this question on the Savage Nation. First of all, my headline on my website is much different than that of the sycophantic media. My headline is very clear. Obama sends shivers through the U.S., grovels before Arab street. And on MichaelSavage.com, you get to vote. What do you think about Obama speaking first to the Arab street? You can weigh in through Savage's online poll on MichaelSavage.com. What do you think about Obama speaking first to the Arab street? Is it genius or treasonous? We can look at the results as of right now. The poll's only been up a short period of time. And as of right now, 83% of you think that Obama speaking not first to the main street American, but to the Arab street is 83% treasonous and 14% genius. In 1169, the year 1169, the forces of Islam were rallied under a Kurdish adventurer named Saladin, who had made himself a master of Egypt. Saladin preached a holy war against the Christians, and he recaptured Jerusalem in 1187, and by so doing provoked the Third Crusade. This, of course, failed to recover Jerusalem. Then there was a fourth crusade. What you must understand is that throughout the centuries, there have been crusades by the Muslims against Christians, initiated initially, by the way, by the Muslims against the Christian world, unlike what your teachers are teaching you. The first crusade was of Islam against the Christian world, trying to conquer it. The second crusade was really a counter crusade, and that was a Christian crusade. Then there was, a third crusade. And then there was a fourth crusade. We are now in another phase of these crusades. Unfortunately, many of us fear that they have planted, and I'm going to say it like it is. We feared it before the election, and now we fear it even more so. And remember, you may speak before 3 to 4 million people in Washington and think that the world is yours, and you are a messiah, Mr. Obama. But 47 million people said no to you. And that's despite the fact that the Republicans ran someone who they really had no faith in. The fact of the matter is, a good 10 million people voted for you who were not sure about you. By speaking to the Arab street first, Mr. Obama, many, many millions of Americans are asking questions about your loyalties and where they lie. Now, you're not going to hear this from Fox News Network. You're not going to hear this from your friends at CBS, ABC, NBC, or CNN. But you will continue to hear it from talk radio. You will continue to hear it because without us, we are going to be living in a dictatorship. And so again, I ask the audience, what do you think about Obama speaking first to the Arab street? Do you think it was genius or treasonous? Now, before you call me, I want to turn it around on you. I want to reverse engineer this. Make it look as though, in your mind, it was the first week of a conservative victory in the United States of America. George Bush or Jeb Bush won instead of Obama. And the first interview he gives is not to the American people through a major American network, but to China National Television, and he gives a conciliatory speech to the Chinese people. Tell me what you liberals would be saying about such a conservative. You don't even have to call me because I know what you'd be saying. But because you have suspended disbelief, you're ushering in a dictatorship. Now, you may say you don't care if we have a benevolent dictator as long as he's a liberal. What you don't understand is that in the beginning, liberals take on their enemies. And after they've eliminated their enemies, they take on their friends. And after they've taken on their enemies and their friends, they take you on. You don't understand that yet because you're very naive and you don't know history. I do know history, and I'm not naive. Let me tell you what some of the web postings are in reacting to the news that Obama's first sit-down interview as president was with an Arab network to the Arab people in conciliation to the Arab people, not to the American people. Here's one. What a surprise. This is the priority of this arrogant guy. He hasn't had a press conference yet with our own media nor a sit-down interview since the inauguration, yet he chooses to sit down with an Arab network. We will see what appeasement looks like. That combined with a number of executive orders never before seen in 1 week's time. Do we have a new Hugo Chavez here? America's version of a dictator? This guy is a whack job being who was promoted by the media and rich liberals. And the gullible American voter bought the myth of Obama hook, line, and sinker. I don't actually agree with that. I think it's far worse than that. I believe that Obama was paying back his supporters in the Middle East. I believe that hundreds of millions of dollars that came in that were really unaccounted for was money that had been bundled by his friends in the Middle East through Al Arabiya or one other network, and he was frankly paying them back and sending them a signal that he is their man in Havana, so to speak. If you care to join in on this, the phone number is 1-800-449-8255. This story is a very important story, and you should not look aside from it. There is a giant schism in America right now between the people and the media. There's another schism in America between the people and the people governing the American people. And you have a chance on this show to close that chasm with your opinions. Los Angeles, KGIL. Sharon, your opinion, please. How do you feel about Obama speaking first to the Arab street? Is it genius or treasonous?
Treasonous. I am really outraged. I am not shocked, but I'm outraged. And last night when I saw a clip of him saying that we're getting ready to be in partnership, that just blew me away. I mean, actually, I shouldn't be surprised.
Well, we've asked questions about his birth, we've asked questions about his loyalties, and now we're finding out that some of these questions were quite valid. And it's interesting to me that President Obama, and I'm reluctant to even use the word President Obama because I don't feel as though he is my president, and I'll say that point blank, I don't feel as though he's my president. I feel he's the president of some other entity. That's how I feel, because he did not speak to the American people. Moreover, who did he make his first enemy? Was it the Hitler of our time who said the Holocaust doesn't exist? No. Was it Osama bin Laden who said he would hunt down? No. Who was it? It was a conservative talk show host who he sees as his worst enemy. If that doesn't put a chill through your spine, then you yourself don't deserve to live in America, in my opinion. I don't mean you, Sharon. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8255, michaelsavage.com. JJ in Houston, Texas, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I do think it was a smart move in the part that he really isn't a president for us. He's there to try to make peace with other people so that things can go smoothly at the beginning. Maybe we'll go to war, like you say, later on, and maybe we won't.
So he's not our president? What is he then?
He's their president, the president for the government, so they can always have power. And that's the only way to preserve power is making allies with other people who are already in power, too.
That's an interesting statement. It'll take me a while to absorb it. This is the Savage Nation. Let's go on to the other callers. The phone number, again, is 1-800-449-8255. Any caller on this is really going to get the highest priority. We see a new headline up on Drudge. Democrats launch petition against talk radio. The House GOP has told Rush Limbaugh to back off. In other words, the Republicans, as we have told you, have never been a friend of the conservative media. We've told you Republicans are phony through and through. They don't even deserve to run anymore. We told you that the Republican Party is dead. We told you that there is no conservative movement in the Republican Party. And we have also told you the Republicans are worse enemies than the Democrats are, because at least we know the Democrats are. The fact of the matter is, we are the American people, at least a large portion of the American people, okay? The fact of the matter is that these politicians hate us. They hate us because we are the only voices in America that try to keep them straight and narrow. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Talking about a petty tin pot dictator who has taken over America in the minds of millions of Americans. Now, you want me to gloss this over and tell you what I don't think? I cannot do it. And when the day comes the talk radio is ended, I'll go to the internet and I will give you my opinions on the internet if necessary until Obama bans the internet and you liberals will then find out what we've been trying to tell you. This man may as well be a sorcerer, because let me tell you something that you don't understand. Washington does not yet understand that its power is in the consciences of common men. The power inherent in Washington is contained in the consciences of common men. Do you understand that? And when Washington tries to force its doctrines upon honest doubt and aberrant opinion, you have a dictatorship. When Washington, in the form of Obama and his left-wing minions, interfere in the common man's ability to believe what he wants to believe and think what he wants to think and say what he wants to say, Obama will find out that there is still a heartland of America and they will react to him. That is why I say Obama is acting like a tin pot dictator. He is not giving any notes to any of his press speeches, to his conferences. He comes out and gives he comes out today looking like a nightclub performer, sashaying out from the back room, gives a little two-step about the money, the $850 billion, and walks out without taking a question. There is no openness. There's no openness whatsoever. And stop with your happy talk before we all wind up behind the eight ball. There is no bipartisan happiness here. It is a dictatorship that's emerging. Maybe we see it first. That's okay. Now, don't accuse me of being a Republican lackey, because I'm not. I fought against George Bush's liberalism for 8 straight years. I fought against George Bush's centrism for 8 straight years, because I remember what the greatest American would-be president once said, which is that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in the defense of virtue was no moderation in defense of whatever it was no virtue. The fact of the matter is, we are living in extreme times, and we need a leader who will be extremist towards our enemies, not extremist towards the American people. So again, I want to remind you people listening, those of you who are monitoring this show from the annals of Washington, D.C., Washington's power lies in the consciences of common men, that is me and the citizens. You understand that? But when you try to force your doctrines down upon honest doubt and aberrant opinion, you are entering into very dangerous territory. You are going to try to impose a dictatorship on the American people. I have no idea that the Republican check pants phonies will go along with you. They were never our friend. But the American people will not go along with you. And if you want to provoke a civil war, keep it up, because that's what you're going to get. If you want to continue to insult the American people, if you want to continue to spit in our face, you're going to provoke a civil war. And it's not going to be me leading it. It's going to be the American experienced president in history, which we know he is politically. And here is what a web posting said about this man and his news, that he was the first to sit down as president with the Arab street, not the American street. He didn't sit down with Main Street. He sat down with the Arab street. Here is what someone wrote. He said, Obama is a rookie pilot who has taken the controls of a Boeing 747 in a hurricane. What kind of outcome are you people really expecting from this guy, they wrote. Here's another one. I always like to give people the benefit of the doubt and have the highest respect for the office of the president. And never, never in the 47 years I've been in the U.S. have I been so worried about our nation. Obama is on a rush train with a good whistle to toot. The U.S. Constitution will cease to exist as we now know it if we stand idle. Where are the patriots of the past? Why can we not find out his birth origin? And he goes on. Here's to everyone who wants to sit down and talk calmly with our adversaries instead of treating them like pariahs. This worked really well with Hitler, didn't it? You hear this? Here's another one. Obama's Treasury Secretary is a tax scofflaw. Obama's Chief of Staff is as dirty as they come with close ties to Blagojevich, as he along with Obama ran Blago's 202 campaign, according to Rahm in a New Yorker interview. And to that, Obama's 20-year history of sitting in the pews of an anti-American pastor, whom you realize was crazy just this past year, and you've got the makings of the greatest president that ever lived, taglined by the media. This guy is a Chicago hack through and through, who the media decided to coronate at all costs. Look at the positive versus negative news stories about Obama and his opponents, and you'll see Obama got overwhelmingly positive news conference coverage, while his opponent, both Hillary and McCain, got overwhelmingly negative ones. This is a media creation. Obama is the epitome of liberal fascism. He will undoubtedly bring ruin to this nation through socialism and redistribution. There it is. Many people are onto it. And I want to go back to what I said earlier so you see the bigger context here. You should be worried, very worried indeed. Rome didn't understand this. Washington doesn't understand this. Obama, as the head of the Washington Pact, doesn't understand this. But the power in Washington is in the consciences of common Americans. It is not against, it is not found in the consciences of the Arab street. And when Washington forces its doctrinal orthodoxy, or its doctrines, if you want to call it that, upon honest doubt and aberrant opinion, you're going to have a dictatorship. That's what's going on right here. So if you don't like honest doubt and aberrant opinion, which is what I reflect on this show, then you don't belong in America. You belong in China. You belong in Cuba. You belong in Syria. You belong in Iran. You belong in the ex-Soviet Union. But I am an American. Call me Dr. Dissent. This is Michael Savage.
Savage.
Now, if Obama is continued to have free reign upon this country and to continue to get away with this behavior, anything might happen. You look at history and you find out what happens when men have absolute power, and you'll see what could happen here. And if you think you're immune, you're mistaken. At the end of the day, once an inquisition begins and once a government starts hunting for heresy and the affliction of free thought, there's no end to it. Look at the French Revolution. You may say, yeah, go and get those conservatives. I warn you that if you let this tin pot dictator become an absolute dictator without any criticism whatsoever, you'll have the equivalent of the Inquisition, and you'll have a government hunting for heresy and heretics, and you'll have a government hunting for the affliction of free thought. And if you are a liberal who enjoys free thought, you also will be caught in the revolution of this tin pot dictator. I'm warning you. New York City, WOR. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Professor Savage. You know, you put it so right. When you say the Inquisition, I can't help but think back to a story I read from Edgar Allan Poe, The Pit and the Pendulum. And let me tell you something else. You've given this man, Barack Hussein Obama, occasionally, when I've been listening for the last 2 years, even the benefit of the doubt. You call them as you see them. And I want to reinforce this further by saying this. Let's refer back to that New Yorker magazine that they took off the shelves in a hurry, with him as a jihadist and his wife as an American terrorist. That says it all right there.
Well, hold on. It doesn't say it all right there. It provoked the gestalt of the fears of millions of Americans. And Obama, by going to the Arab street first instead of the main street, should have understood, or his handler should have understood, that this would not play well with tens of millions of Americans. The fact of the matter is he may have done it specifically to provoke this response, Andy. They may be that devious and that demonic. they may exactly want to provoke this kind of reaction in this country.
Okay, now the last thing I want to say is, how do we? I always remember Thomas Jefferson saying that we need the Second Amendment to protect us against the tyranny of government. How the heck, or is that, are we going backwards now in life instead of moving forward? It took us a long time.
Well, I don't want to go into the Second Amendment because then we're going to get into an area that we're not ready to discuss. We're talking right now about a man who chose to speak to the Arab street, not to Main Street. A man who chose to slap the average American in the face, especially the 47 million who said no to him. And I'd like to leave it at that and move on, by the way. I want to remind you what happens when a dictatorships arise, whether it be from a government or from a religious entity, because we understand that Islamofascism is real. Whether Obama wants to acknowledge it is irrelevant. What is relevant is that there is an Islamic fascist thread or river running through the world. And George Bush, to his credit, tried to stand up to this river of fascism. He got mowed down by the enemies within. There's no question about it. In the old days, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, the church itself was also fascistic. It isn't anymore. And what you don't understand is that the church at one time was a fascistic organization, and it tried to impose its doctrines upon the people. And if the people did not like the doctrines of the church through crusades went after the people and with fire, sword, rape, and the most abominable cruelties imposed the beliefs of the church upon the people. Okay? That, of course, is what Al-Qaeda is doing in the Muslim world and what Al-Qaeda would like to do to the Christian and Buddhist world as well. I don't think you understand that at some point, even the Franciscans, I don't know if you know who they were, St. Francis of Assisi, who taught that the imitation of Christ in a life of poverty and service to his followers was the way to go. I don't know if you understand that the Franciscans were themselves persecuted, scourged, imprisoned, and dispersed by another sect of Christianity, and that in 1318, four Franciscans were burned alive at Marseille. I don't know if you understand that another fiercely Orthodox group or a different Orthodox group, the Dominicans, founded by St. Dominic in 1221, the Dominicans, who were strongly supported by Innocent III, and who with his assistance set up an organization called the Inquisition, they hunted the heresy and the affliction of free thought that I've been warning you about. And so even the Franciscans were swept by the tide of intolerance. And so this irrational intolerance of liberalism, if it is allowed to metastasize without any opposition, and it will grow far worse unless you stand up, will sweep you liberals under the wheels as well. I hope you understand that. If you want to talk about that, go ahead. 1-800-449-8255. These stories are up on michaelsavage.com. What do you think about Obama speaking first to the Arab street? Genius or treasonous? Now, the liberals who pretend that they're very open-minded say, hey, cool, wow, very good PR, smart move, man. That just shows you how unrigid and three-, four-dimensional he is. Why, he's playing chess while Bush played checkers. That's exactly what the liberals will say. And the reason they say it is because they are treasonous to their heart. They stand up for nothing. They don't believe in anything except the hatred for Christianity and a hatred for conservatism. Other than that, they have no beliefs. You know, last night, how often I have complained about Hollywood, television, etc., even though I'm a fanatic of the media myself. I love the media. I live on the media. I am a part of the media. And I do like good movies. They're very artfully done. Well, last night was a new low. I'll give you an example. I was searching the channels. It was late at night. I had an espresso before the show. I couldn't sleep. I don't know what it was called, something about, what do you call it, hostel, something at the hostel, and it was in a group of girls from America go on a trip to Czechoslovakia, to Prague, and they get caught up in a hostel where they're tortured. This was a snuff movie being shown on Showtime. I couldn't believe what I was watching. In fact, I was going to turn it off, but it was one of the most horrible things I'd ever seen in my life, where one of the young girls was captured, turned upside down naked, and then I won't finish the rest of the picture. but it was a snuff movie. It was shown on Showtime. Now, you would think that Obama the Magnificent would try to rein in this kind of insanity. You would think that the Republicans would have something other to do than to attack talk radio. You'd think they would try to get the slimiest people in the history of the media to stop promoting this kind of garbage. You'd think they'd get Showtime to stop showing snuff movies late at night, but they didn't. Do you understand who they're attacking? They're attacking those of us on the other side of the aisle, the true conservatives of America, those of us right now who have honest doubt and aberrant opinion. You're next, I can guarantee you. You're next if you don't stand up to them. That's what's coming. Indianapolis Lloyd, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Tongue in cheek, I think that Obama's one of the most honest people, and I think he respects Abe Lincoln for one reason. He told all the Americans everything he was going to do to destroy this country, and by the grace of God, well, his God, whoever that might be, he's attempting to do it right out of the box. I mean, he's off to a fast start to destroy this country, and all the fools, and I know you're not supposed to use that word, but all the fools that swallowed his mantra and voted for him are in for the surprises of their lives, except for the really, truly, you know, the socialist Marxist pigs that
yes, the Saul Alinsky school of communism, which is what he's following, by the way, all of his tactics. And it's been discussed at some point in various talk shows, and I don't want to sound like a pseudo-intellectual by repeating it. But the fact of the matter is, he is practicing all of the techniques of Saul Alinsky taught the radicals in the radical schools that he taught in. And one is to get right in the face of the opposition. You understand that, I'm sure, because you sound like a man who knows what's going on. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. So as I say, if he should succeed in passing a so-called fairness doctrine by fiat, that is either by executive order or through an FCC stooge, I will go underground and I'll do my radio show on the internet. And then, of course, he's going to have another problem. The reason I've been trying to build up my website, michaelsavage.com, for the last couple of years is because I may have to do this show on the internet in the sense that I doubt very much whether the government would be willing to take on the internet. I don't know if they'd be willing to do it. Most of the internet is run by liberals, and I don't know whether they're ready to start controlling the internet or not. They may be. I believe we could easily be living in a communist China-like country within 4 years if we don't stop this charlatan, tin pot dictator. San Francisco, Jerry, go ahead, please.
I'm a veteran in the Air Force. I have a son in the military, and I'm kind of disappointed at the way you are sabotaging Obama before he's even started. I mean, I asked you...
Well, what do you mean before he's even started? He's passed 5 executive orders.
Yeah, but I mean, give him 100 days. I mean,
No. I gave him 5 executive orders. Not, I don't need 100 days. Some presidents don't do very much in a whole year. This man passed 5 executive orders in about a week. Doesn't that worry you that he's acting like a dictator?
He's acting like a leader that he is. Please give him a chance.
Whoa, what do you mean he's acting like a leader? You mean all leaders are necessarily good and they're all necessarily freedom-loving? All leadership is good?
I feel more comfortable with him in office as opposed to George W. Bush, who I voted for.
What do you like about him speaking to the Arab street before the American street? What do you like about that?
He's uniting the country, and he's
whoa, what do you mean? The Arab street is part of our country?
He's putting out the... He's,
what Air Force did you fly in? The Russian Air Force? Korean Air Force? What are you talking about? Don't come on with what you flew. Right now you're flying malarkey across the airwaves. You communist fraud, you. Don't give me this double talk that because he's only been in office 7 days, I have to get on my hands and knees. I don't want to get on my hands and knees. I'm not bowing down to this tin pot dictator. He slapped America in the face, including you. But you apparently don't even have the spine to understand that he just spit on you.
I spent 4 years in my country, my son.
Spend another 4 years. You know what you are? You're nothing. How's that? I spent 4 years. What does that make you? What does that make you? Because you served in the military, you're better than everybody? I'm sick of this garbage. I've seen a lot of communists who served in the military. Let's start with John Kerry, another great hero. Another one who made up the Purple Hearts. New York City, WOR. Rod, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Mike, I tell you, I'm really, really livid the fact that Obama is talking to the Arabs. This is killing me. I really thought at one point he was going to do well. But since he's been in office, he's shown me that he has no experience whatsoever. I know you agree.
Well, there's nothing new in what you said, but thanks for saying it anyway. If there's nothing new in the callers, then blow them off and get new ones, because I don't want to just hear what I've already said. If there's something new, fine. But when I expend all of my intellectual energy, all of my knowledge, all of my wisdom, and I go back in history, and I go back all the way to the St. Francis of Assisi, the Dominicans, the Franciscans, I go back to Pope Innocent III, and I get the same hackneyed callers. It's enough to make me want to leave radio. So unless I get some really good callers today, I may not take any more callers on the Savage Nation. Tucson, Arizona. Dane, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mike, I want to agree with you on these snuff films. Saw 1, 2, 3, 4, those are exactly the same as the two hostile movies. These are just putrid.
I want to know the name of the producer and the director of these movies. Okay, I'd like to start a movement to get them arrested for promoting snuff films.
100%. I don't know where the cowardly centrists are on this deal. This is just...
Is there anybody listening to this show in Los Angeles on KGIL who knows who makes these hostile or snuff movies? I'd like the name of the producer, the director, the writer, the distributor. Okay, I'd like to hear that because I don't know who it is. I'd like to start a letter writing campaign to put them in prison for promoting snuff films on television. Chicago, Illinois. Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. Long live you and your show. I want to talk about Obama. And I'm from the Chicago area, and it was very obvious as soon as Obama got in the Senate, after 2-3 months, he wanted to become president. And as soon as he became president, he wants now, in my opinion, to become president of the world. America is now.
Let me explain something about Obama psychologically, because this is going to take a long time to do, and others are going to do a better job than I can do in a discursive manner off the top of my head, okay? Obama is a man who got very far through his charm, through affirmative action, through his multiracial background, and his loquaciousness. No one ever said no to him. I can guarantee you from the time he was in Hawaii, the liberals bowed down and got down on their hands and Barry. So they got him a scholarship with his white grandmother paid for in Punahou High School. He got a scholarship and affirmative action got him into Harvard Law School. Every step of the way, he was sheltered and protected. He has never faced opposition. Now he's president. 3 million people go to the Washington Mall and trash it, and they worship him, and he thinks he's at the Nuremberg rally, and he thinks the entire world loves him, that it's only a few hundred thousand people who he has to wrap up in a bundle and take control of. He thinks he's Hugo Chavez now in South America, and he's a tin pot dictator. He does not even understand that he got elected by a margin, a very small margin. And many of the conservatives who hated John McCain went over there just to elect him because they were so fed up with the Republican Party. We need to hear from them now, my friend. That's what we need to hear.
Yeah,
Thank you for the call. Eli Roth is the director. Who's Eli Roth? Does anyone know who Eli Roth is? He makes these snuff films. Can somebody tell me who Eli Roth is? Because I'd like to start a letter writing campaign to see if we can get him indicted and arrested for promoting snuff films in the movie theaters and on television. I'd like to see the director, the writer, the producer put in prison for producing these movies. I have never in my life seen anything as abominable as this garbage, these hostile movies. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I wanted to see if it would get worse and worse and worse, and it got worse and worse and worse. This should not be permitted on the American cinema, in the American cinema. I'll be right back.
Savage.
What is your reaction to Obama sitting down first in a major interview, not with Main Street in America, but with the Arab Street through an Arab network? Now, last hour we had a caller, actually in the last segment we had a caller from a man who said, give him a chance, why you were criticizing him. And that's exactly the point. He's had a chance. He has passed more executive orders in a week's time than most presidents pass in a year's time. Moreover, these executive orders were all favors to the Arabs, the worst enemies amongst the Arabs. The first one was closing down Gitmo. The second one was affording constitutional protections to those who would take away our Constitution. I can go on and on, but the man has shown us exactly what he intends to do and who he is. And I am saying to you that unless you stand up to him early on, you're going to get a geometric progression of dictatorship, not an arithmetic progression. You're going to get a geometric progression of a dictatorship. Don't you understand what I'm saying to you? He wants to get in your face right away, and the American media doesn't say a word about it. I want to ask you something. Where today have you heard anyone in the media commenting upon Obama speaking to the Arab street first? You certainly didn't hear a discussion of it on Fox News Network, did you? You didn't hear it from anyone at CNN. The man who urinates on himself at MSLGBT certainly didn't talk about it. The guy at night, AC/DC and Foot Power, didn't talk about it. They won't even talk about it as though it's a controversy when it's a huge controversy. And so I say to you, what do you have to say about this? There's an awful lot to say here. He's saying something by going to the Arab street first instead of Main Street first. And I believe that we have an obligation to comment upon it. And I'm asking you what your comments may be. It's that simple. The phone number is 1-800-449-8255. In this first week, he issued an executive order to close Gitmo. And then another one about being nice to terrorists. His first TV appearance is on a Middle East TV network, not an American network. Now let's go to the putative conservative outlet, Fox News. Here's an empty skirt, a lipstick, Martha McCollum, cutting off Rep. Spencer Backus today as he tries to outline his opposition to the stimulus package. Listen to 14.
How much room is there, I guess, to negotiate some of this stuff that may not be necessary, at least in the first initial stage of this?
Well, there's a lot of things in there that we simply won't agree with. Now, some of them are small, like National Endowment for the Arts. We don't think we need more government subsidized art. Acorn's under criminal investigation in 12 states, yet there is a $4 billion program that political activist programs or organizations like Acorn will participate
in. Congressman, so, I'm up against a hard break. We're going to have to leave it there.
You're up against a hard break, my eye, honey. You're a stooge of Murdoch. Shame on you, you lipstick.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
This song is dedicated to George Bush. We are starting to miss you. We are already starting to miss the bumbling but open George Bush. By comparison with this communist administration, it looks as though George Bush was the last American president. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Now, those of you who are naive and don't even understand what is happening are saying we have no right to criticize Obama. It's too early in his administration. Normally, that would be true if it was only a week or so into an administration. But within this short period of time, he has already passed 5 executive orders, which means he is ruling like a petty dictator. And worse yet, he has shocked the 47 million Americans who were questioning his loyalties, to be very frank with you, before the election. He has sent shivers through a good half of the United States in groveling before the Arab street and speaking first, not to Main Street in America, but to voters in the Middle East. He has made either a serious error in judgment or a calculated move to signal to the world exactly where he's coming from. He did not sit down with Fixed News Network, not even with the Communist News Network, or which I affectionately have been calling the Crescent News Network for years. He did not sit down with MSLGBT. Instead, he went with the Arab language cable network, Al Arabiya, which is no friend of America. Americans, tens of millions of Americans who know what's going on, are outraged. Have any of you read about this groveling before the Arab street in your newspaper today? I haven't seen it anywhere. Not at all. I've seen nothing but overwhelmingly negative reactions on the web. I believe that that is why it is worth talking about. Now, I told you years ago that I lost faith in Fixed News Network because they were moving to the center, then to the left. And right now, today, it's strange to tell you, but Fixed News Network is maybe in some ways further to the left than CNN. Today, an empty tube of lipstick named Martha McCollum cut off the one, you know, Republican senator daring to stand up to the so-called stimulus package because there was $4 billion for groups like Acorn. And this empty tube of lipstick, Martha McCollum, cut him right off in clip 14. Let's hear it again.
How much room is there, I guess, to negotiate some of this stuff that may not be necessary, at least in the first initial stage of this?
Well, there's a lot of things in there that we simply won't agree with. Now, some of them are small, like National Endowment for the Arts. We don't think we need more government-subsidized art. Acorn's under criminal investigation in 12 states. Yet there is a $4 billion program that political activist programs or organizations like Acorn will participate
in. All right, Congressman, I'm up against a hard break. We're going to have to leave it there. I thank you very much for joining us. I'm about to get cut off. We'll be right back right after this.
Okay, there's Fixed News Network anchor, the empty tube of lipstick, Martha McCollum, cutting off Representative Spencer Backus, a Republican, who's a conservative from Alabama, explaining very reasonably why he opposes the stimulus package, $4 billion for groups like Acorn, and the empty tube of lipstick cuts him right off. Now do you understand the trouble you're in? I don't think you have many choices in the media, frankly. Then there's new Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner. You got to hear this guy. This guy takes the cake for New World Order, man of the world, stooge in clip 22.
My parents gave me, among many wonderful things, they gave me the important gift of showing me the world as a child. They took us to live in Zambia and Rhodesia, and then to India and to Thailand. And from those places, I saw America through the eyes of others. And it was that experience, seeing the extraordinary influence of America on the world, that led me to work in government.
Now, what does that have to do with being Treasury Secretary in a time of depression? Unless he would like to bring the economy of Zambia to America, or the economy of Zimbabwe to America, or the economy of Thailand to America, I don't understand what this jerk is trying to say. I also showed my children the world as a child. And my son has become a diehard conservative. He didn't become a New World Order gooey-eyed liberal. So what in the world do his parents have to do with saving America from this meltdown? I haven't any idea what this man is talking about. I do know this. The new Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, is a tax dodger. He has had to pay money to the IRS for not paying taxes, and yet that's who they put in charge of the Treasury Department. Okay? I mean, I rest my case. We have an idiot. We have a thug. We have a socialist. We have a degenerate. Everywhere you turn, there's another disgrace running the government, in my opinion. If you don't like it, it's too bad. We still have free speech. And you know what? I'm going to get even more vociferous in my opposition, not less. If you think I'm going to stop, you're mistaken. I'm going to get even more vociferous. I'm going to get louder. I'm going to get more insulting until such time as it's illegal. And then I'll go underground and I'll do my show on michaelsavage.com. And then let's see what the government does. What are you going to do, close down the internet? Let's see what happens when they try to stop the pornographers. Let us see what happens when they try to stop one of their primary donor bases, the pornographic industry, the porno industry. You understand what I'm saying to you? Chicago, Larry, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I appreciate you taking my phone call. Honored to talk to you. Anyway, I'm talking about when you were speaking about the movie on Showtime, Dr. Savage.
I'm listening. The hostile movies, the snuff films, and the director should be put in jail, in my opinion. The director, the producer should be jailed for putting out snuff movies. I read the creep's background. His father's a psychiatrist that taught at Harvard. Does that explain why he makes movies like this?
But at the same time, it's art. It's their free expression. You know, if you, you know.
No, you're wrong about that. You're absolutely wrong. There's a difference between.